Farming on the local, sustainable level might just be the career of the future, with organizations like Malama Kauai working to educate young agriculturalists in a value system that draws from ancient practices as it draws on new technologies. Both will be in evidence on Sunday when Malama Kauai celebrates Earth Day Rising 6, an all-day festival at its community farm in Kalihivai. Megan Fox is part of the team that's putting it together, and she's on the line with us. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You keeping busy getting this thing off the ground?
Absolutely. We're all here down on the farm, cleaning up, getting ready. Very excited.
I'm looking at some pictures I've seen on your website of a lot of young people in your various training programs. It really is looking like the wave of the future, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think we have to make it the wave of the future. If we want more food self-reliance in Hawaii, we really have to focus on our youth. And, you know, we've been doing Kauai School Garden Network now since 2010. So we just started some new programs, you know, instead of just farm to school, doing school to farm and getting kids paid ag internships over school breaks so that they can really get mentored by our existing farmers and kind of build a succession of new farmers coming up.
Farm to school as opposed to school to farm, what's the difference?
Yeah, a farm to school is bringing the farmers to the schools.
Okay.
So whether that's, you know, helping to incorporate more local food into the school food programs or taking kids on field trips to farms, having them do school gardens. And really this new, school to farm is actually getting the kids in the agricultural classes to go out and, kind of build their first professional development experiences in agriculture and show them what a career pathway like that might look like.
And just get out in the dirt, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. And we have, Kauai actually has one of the lowest or the highest unemployment rates in the state for youth. So it's a really great opportunity even just to provide, you know, healthy, active employment opportunities for kids.
Sure.
It might be their first work experience.
You know, in order to learn how to be a farmer, in order to learn agriculture, you have to learn all kinds of techniques of growing and things like that. But there's also, is it fair to say there's a kind of whole value system that goes along with it?
There is, and I think that's maybe our biggest challenge in getting new farmers is having kids redefine what success means to them. You know, for some people it's a big truck and a big house and all these things. For other people, it's a healthy community and a healthy, happy lifestyle and doing good for your community. And kind of we do touch on a lot of that. So I think that's an important way of kind of defining what kids want out of their future, too.
Well, yeah, because most people who go into farming will tell you there are easier ways to get rich, right?
Absolutely.
But at the same time, people who work in agriculture might also tell you there are a few more rewarding ways to spend your life. That's kind of what you're saying, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that's, that's what a lot of, if you talk to the farmers, that's how they feel.
Sure.
You know, the success to them is definitely not about the money.
Well, is that something that today's young people have, you know, how well do they absorb that idea?
You know, pretty well. It's kind of interesting because, I think their parents were told, don't get into farming.
Yeah.
You know, it's a horrible life. You're going to work so hard and not make anything. And
right.
Because maybe their parents had come from an agricultural background and they wanted something different for their kids. And now kind of that third generation in, they're starting to look back at the quality of life and the just a feeling of being out on the land and helping their community by feeding them. And the kids today are definitely, they have a lot of strong values. They're very positive and idealistic, and it's kind of exciting to get that new wave in.
But there's no getting around the dawn to dusk commitment, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a challenge that really everybody faces in ag. And, you know, it's funny because everybody, when we started this program, was like, oh, our kids are lazy. They don't want to farm. But, you know, it's amazing how many applicants you get to the program. And kids are lining up. They're really excited by the opportunity to work. And, And our internships are full-time this summer, and we still have a huge list of kids that are like, I want to be outside working hard all summer. So, you know, there's something more rewarding to it that gets past the hard work there.
Do some of them drop out? Do some of them find that the work ethic is really more than they were ready to take on? Or do they come in pretty ready for that idea?
You know, most of them have come in pretty ready. This is good. The summer internship program is going to be our third session, so we have a lot of return students. So we really try to recruit from the high school agriculture programs that are involved in our school garden network, because they'll know who legitimately has the potential and interest in a career in agriculture, and we get to work with the kids and get to know them. So that's really helped in finding people that are genuinely interested in that career pathway, so that we're exposing the right people to those opportunities too.
As they sort of come of age and take over the world, they're going to be moving agriculture in a very different direction than the past generation. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's kind of exciting. We just had a presentation recently on COI about agriculture, and you know, one of the things that's happened since 1980 is that our diversified crops have grown approximately 220% in those years. So that's pretty exciting. I think people are more focused on creating food for local consumption now, and the demand is really strong. So that's really what our program focuses on, too, is getting kids on farms that are actually producing a variety of foods for our island to increase that food sovereignty.
That's a huge shift, particularly on Kauai, which was dominated by plantations for such a long time.
Right. Right. I mean, as is most of Hawaii, it's really interesting, especially with some of the big closures and things like that happening around the islands. I think we're seeing more land free up, and we need the people just to work the land and say, I want it, I'm ready.
We need the people,
so
Megan.
That's
you're
really what the program's about, you know,
yeah.
Is creating our new farmers and fostering the ones who are interested.
Well, we do need those people, Megan. Thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
No, thank you.
Megan Fox of Malama Kauai is one of the coordinators of Earth Day Rising 6. It's all day Sunday at Malama Kauai's Community Farm in Kalihiwai, Kauai. We'll be right back.